retire his first strikeout. So Batista stays at first base. So one ball, or one out, I should say. Now here's Bruiser, who's one for two. Fresno 4 and Stockton 2. 4-3. 4-3, Fresno. Sanchez deals, and that's taken high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Outfield well around to the right. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch, and that's a breaking ball. Swing and a strike. One. One and one. Bruiser singled in the second inning, and he takes outside ball two. That's a Stanford product. The count now at two balls and one strike. So two and one to count. Outfield around to the right, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, high fastball. Strike two, now taking up for second base. And safe there with a dive is Batista. Throw taken by the second baseman, Brito. Delayed steal there. Base umpire Shin Toshizawa signaling safe. Brito, the second baseman, not agreeing with that. Neither is the Fresno manager, Robinson Cancel, who coincidentally was ejected last year by Shin Toshizawa. But seems to be satisfied with that explanation. So give a steal to Batista. Meanwhile, the count is a two balls and two strikes. Batista's first steal this year. 2-2 the count to Bruiser. 4-3 Fresno, bottom of the sixth. And the pitch, swing and a miss, fastball, strike three. And Bruiser strikes out, swinging for the second time tonight. Back-to-back strikeouts for Sanchez, two down.
He's the designated hitter, and he's tonight's double-double hitter of the night, brought to you by In-N-Out Burger, Johan Amino.
And now here is Johan Polino, who's 0 for 2. Slide to right, has struck out swinging. Outfield medium depth and straightaway. 4-3 Fresno. And the pitch to Polino, swinging a miss at a fastball, strike one. No balls and one strike. Pitch on the way, and that's taken for a strike on the outside corner. No balls and two strikes to count. And Polino flying to right field in the second. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Four runs, eight hits, one error for Fresno. 3-6-0 for Stockton. Runner at second is Batista. And turn, throw to second base, and the ball goes into center field. And Batista will go to third as the throw from the pitcher Sanchez. Eventually the ball backed up by the center fielder Ward. So an error on the pitcher and Sanchez. That's the second Fresno error tonight. So much like the fifth inning, the tying run is 90 feet away. And I realize with two out, that's not as big a deal. But now there's a little more pressure on the catcher Fulford here to keep everything in front of him. Count holding it, no balls and two strikes to Polino. And Sergio Sanchez deals from the set. Polino swings, ground ball, but right to the first baseman Boone, playing perfectly well off the line. Scouted there well, and just back of the lip of the grass, up with the ball. We'll take the ball to the bag for the unassisted out. So it turns out no damage. Leadoff walk, a steal, and an error on the pitcher Sanchez. But that's it. No runs, no hits, one error, one left. On to the seventh inning. Stockton will have a new pitcher when we get back. We go again to the seventh, a 4-3 advantage for the Fresno Grizzlies over the Stockton Forts. Here's the Fresno Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Stockton's number one jump calling team. It can now. Let's find
you so much, Gary. Yes, we are going to make a winner because I'm here with my guy, Clayton. And I'm here to keep him there, all right? So we're here with Clayton and his fan club right here, his entourage. And he's in for the Reserve Cup Challenge brought to you all by the Reserve at Spano. Clayton, pretty simple rules. You got two chances to make it into that target, all right? If you do, you win the free round of golf at the Reserve at Spano. Are you ready? Perfect. Let's do it. All right, get in this room. Let's see. Oh, close, close, close. Here we go. One more chance.
To the top half of the seventh. And Mitch and Cedeno had been warming up for Stockton, but we're going to see Hunter Breaux instead. So first appearance for Breaux. Trevor Boone leads it off, and he swings the first pitch. Boone against Breaux, popped up foul. Right side, strike one. No balls and one strike. 4-3 Fresno, top of the seventh. Four runs, eight hits, two errors for Fresno. 3-6-0 for Stockton. So it's Boone, Ward in the top of the Fresno order for the shortstop Amador. As Boone swings here, ground ball towards short, gloved by Muncy to his right, and throws across to the first baseman Bruiser, makes a good stretch, and Boone is out. One up and one down here in the seventh inning, the top half of the seventh inning. Fresno 4, Stockton 3, and now Drew Ward will bat, or I'm sorry, Braden Ward will bat. So overall, good job tonight by Stockton's Kyle Verbitsky. 6 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs all earned. He walked one, struck out 5, and allowed 2 homers. Now it's Ward, and he's hit with a pitch. Breaking ball clipped him on his right leg, which has exposed the pitcher for a left-handed batter. So Ward will go down to first base with one on and one out now. Fresno 4, Stockton 3. And now for the fourth time tonight, Fresno will go to the top of its order for the shortstop, Adiel Amador. Face Hunter Breaux, capital B-R-E-A-U-L-T. 0-2 record, ERA at 1.42. Seventh appearance all out of the bullpen. As Breaux from the set delivers, Ward goes. Pitch taken for a strike on the outside corner. Throw to second, and Ward is safe with a dive. Throw is taken by the shortstop, Muncy. From the catcher, Rodriguez, so Braden Ward. Now 9-for-9 in steal attempts this year. So he is at second base, so the count is at 1 ball and no strikes. Amador opened the game with a double. He is 1-for-3 with a run scored. Ward at second, day on the pitch, and that's taken low outside. Ball one from Breaux. 1-1. Breaux grew up on Oahu. Capioli, 6'3", 225 pounds. He's 22 years old. And Hunter Breaux, who went to college at the University of Oregon. The kick on the 2-1, swung on, and that's driven toward left field, hit sharply, and the leaping left fielder, Batista, can't get the ball. It goes above him. Rounding third is Ward. He will score standing up, and it's an RBI stand-up. More than likely will be a double, I'm guessing, but regardless, a run is home. That's the most important thing. The scoring decisions are relevant here. Most importantly, the Grizzlies add a run. Now 5-3 Fresno. And the left fielder, Batista, broke in. That ball hit sharply. And then the ball went over his head. And the ball went all the way to the wall. So the Grizzlies make it now 5-3. That will be ruled a double. And now it's Fernandez, who's a triple shy of the cycle. And he swings and Lifts one foul left side, strike one. No balls and one strike. It's the fourth straight game where a Grizzly has needed a particular hit to get to the cycle. Fernandez has singled, homered, and doubled. And he's the kind of guy that can put one up the gap and run for a while. Amador at second, 5-3 Fresno, Bros pitch. Fernandez a big swing and a pop-up foul left side. No balls, two strikes. I mean, we as fans have seen in the series. Fulford, Goodman, and Brito all following a particular hit shy of the cycle. 0-2 the count. And Fernandez won't get the cycle here. Chases that pitch well out of the strike zone and misses strike three. And he is out. First strikeout for Bro. By the way, Amador mentioned gets an RBI double. That's his 11th RBI this year. And now here's Warming Bernabeu. We had the inside the park home run in the third inning. Outfield medium depth and straightaway. 5-3 Grizzlies, top of the seventh, and Bro's pitch. In the dirt, ball one. One ball, no strikes. So 1-0 the count. Runner at second is Amador. And the pitch to Bernabeu, and that's a strike on the inside corner. One ball and one strike. Bernabeu inside the park home run. Again, was the back end of the back-to-back with Fernandez. Outfield medium depth straightaway. A ball and a strike. Runner at second, Amador. 5-3 Grizzlies. The pitch, Bernabeu swings, and he pops this one up softly. The shortstop, Muncy, just on the shortstop side of the second base bag. He makes the catch. And that ends the seventh ward. The hit by pitch in the top of the Fresno order for the fourth time. And the shortstop at El Amador, the RBI double to left. One run, one hit, no errors, and a man left. Stretch time on this Friday night from downtown Stockton. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It is now Fresno 5 and Stockton 3. Here is the Fresno Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Stretch time from Stockton, California. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's Fresno 5 and Stockton 3. Robert Poisson leads it off, and Sergio Sanchez first pitch. Breaking ball taken for a strike on the inside corner. No balls and a strike. Poisson, and then the top of the Stockton order for the right fielder Clark, and then Rodriguez. 9-1-2, and Sanchez right down the middle pours in a dart that hits the bullseye. Strike two. No balls and two strikes. The windup and the pitch, and that's outside, ball one. One ball and two strikes the count. Doug Greenwald with you on FresnoGrizzlies.com. 5-3 Fresno. Poisson, an infield single and a run scored in the fifth. Sanchez came on to get the final out of the fifth. The windup and the 1-2. Up and away, 2-2 from Sergio Sanchez. 6 feet, 180 pounds, 21 years old. Was at the Arizona Complex last year for the Rockies. 2-2 the count. Outfield deep straightaway. Wind up and the delivery. Swing grounder foul up along first. Two balls and two strikes the count. Fasson. Been signed for a lot of money last year by the Athletics. And Fasson, $5.1 million. Swings here, ground ball towards short. To his left, Amador, and the shortstop will throw to Boone at first, and Fasson is out, one down. By the way, I owe you all an apology. You know, I was mentioning Warming Burnable had that inside the park home run in the third inning, and I, as far back as around the fourth, I said the next time he came up, I would tell you who the last Grizzly was to have an inside the park homer, and forgot to mention that, and Burnable since then has been up a couple of times. Drew Romo, Fresno catcher from last year, had an inside the park home run. Top of the Stockton order for the fourth time for the right fielder, Denzel Clark, and he looks at a strike from Sanchez on the outer half, strike 1-0-1. Drew Romo, August of last year at home against Modesto, rounded the bases without the ball leaving the yard. The 0-1 outside for a ball, 1-1, so Drew Romo, which I vaguely remember now, but that's right, he was the last Grizzly to have and inside the park home run prior to Warming Burnable here tonight. Clark is 1-for-2, single and a run scored. He's also walked. Outfield around to the right. The windup in the 1-1 pitch. And a breaking ball drops it nicely. Strike 2 to Clark from Cal State Northridge, now known as CSUN. So one ball and two strikes the count. Denzel Clark. And the pitch on the way, and that is high ball 2. Two balls and two strikes. A tri-defensive player of the year at CSUN last year. Left the CSUN after his junior year. The 2-2 pitch reaches and taps it foul up along third. Two balls and two strikes. All Big West second team. And was a fourth round pick by the A's last year. So he played three seasons for the Matadors. The wind by Sanchez, the 2-2 to Clark, swinging a miss, strike 3. Breaking ball down and in, and he is down on strikes. Third strikeout now for Sergio Sanchez, 2 down.
Next at bat,
and here's the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. What's happening in the world of Major League Baseball? The Colorado Rockies, who were just swept by the Phillies in 4. I said, well, maybe some home cooking combined with playing the lowly Reds would help, and well, so far that has been the case. As Rodriguez takes outside 1-0. 5-3 Fresno leads Stockton, bottom of the seventh. Anyway, Colorado, the run in the second, 3 in the fifth, the run in the sixth, 4 in the seventh, the run in the eighth, and a 10-1 lead. Sanchez deals, fastball swing and a miss, strike 1-1-1. Home runs in that ball game for the Rockies. Catcher Elias Diaz has gone deep. The windup in the 1-1 pitch, low 2-1. Diaz, his second home run this year. Ryan McMahon's hit his second home run. Diaz, a solo homer, and a three-run homer. Anthony Zenzatella went the first 6 in the third innings for the Rockies. Hunter Green lasted 4 1/3 with 6 strikeouts for the Reds. The kick on the 2-1, and Rodriguez flies this ball into right field. Yankiel Fernandez is there, and he puts it away. And Sergio Sanchez, a 1-2-3 seventh. So, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. On we go to the eighth. Fresno 5, Stockton 3. The rest of the Fresno Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Question for you fans, are you looking for a sign to restart your fitness journey? This is it. Handshake Health Plus, here to help you find workouts you love and keep you feeling motivated. Take a fitness class like Zumba, Cycle, Aqua, and more, or head to one of their heated indoor or outdoor pools. You can even use InShape Digital to get a workout at home. Find out more. Take advantage of the latest deals at InShape.com. Fans, the Port of Stockton is your port. The Port of Stockton supports more than 4,500 family-wage jobs in the community. And the Port of Stockton is a key economic engine in Stockton and the greater San Joaquin Valley. Fans, tonight's lucky Amazon gift card winner, Anthony Rios. Anthony, nice work. You can pick up your Amazon gift card and get services. And fans, head on back tomorrow night for another chance at winning a $50 Amazon gift card brought to you by Amazon.
y'all ready, kids?
Catcher, Braxton Fulford.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Heading to the eighth inning, 5-3, Fresno leads Stockton. Braxton Fulford leads it off, and Hunter Breaux delivers inside, a ball, no strikes. Breaux on for his second inning, gave up a run in the seventh. Fulford, Brito, and Guerrero, 4-5-6, and a 5-3 advantage for Fresno is the pitch on the way, and that hits the outer half of the plate, and that is strike one. And the count is at 1-1. This is Doug Greenwald. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Braxton is 2-for-3 tonight. Couple of infield singles. And he looks outside from Breaux. Ball two. 2-1. Pitching Breaux has had some arm issues, but pitched last season. Pitched a total of 50 games in his college career at Oregon. 20th round pick last year by the A's, and then joined the Forts. Fulford pops on a foul right side, 2-2. So he and Grizzly pitcher Colin Kafka, teammates with the Ducks. Breaux, 8 appearances with Stockton last year. Works from the set and is 2-2. Fulford flies this one toward the line and right. Clark, a long run, and the ball lands foul. That's the area where the stands extend. There's a seating bowl extends for down the right field line. The ball goes out of my view, but had to wait for the base umpire. Shinko Shizawa to rule that a foul ball. So count is at 2-2 from Breaux, who last worked on the 22nd at Inland Empire, earned a one-inning save with a couple of strikeouts. The kick on the 2-2. Fulford goes down for this one. Tapper foul left side. Count remains at 2-2. They say a little warmer tonight. Not as breezy tonight here on the Delta. I never had to even get, I know the temperature has changed since the game has started, but I had to get first pitch temperature. 2-2 to Fulford inside 3-2. So, no, it was a couple of hours ago, but the first pitch temperature tonight was 75 degrees. 3-2, the count. Infield all the way around. The kick and the payoff. Inside and low ball 4, so Fulford draws a walk. Grizzlies wouldn't mind another run up 5-3, top of the eighth. And now here is the second baseman, and Juan Brito. So I mentioned last inning, the Colorado Rockies have a now 10-2 lead at home over the Cincinnati Reds in the top half of the ninth. Other National League scores, Washington leads at San Francisco 5-3. So now Brito, a foul to the screen, 0-1. That game is in the top of the sixth, and that's with a couple of two-run innings. Jason Bosler hit his first home run this year for the Giants. Juan Soto hit his fourth home run for Washington. No balls and a strike. Brito for 2, a walk and a run scored, and he takes a strike on the outside corner. No balls and 2 strikes. Aaron Sanchez, who was with the Giants last year, starting for Washington tonight. Oh, yeah. And Alex Wood, last of the first 5 innings for the Giants. 0-2 to Brito, lifted foul left side. No balls and 2 strikes to count. So the Nats have actually added another run. So the Nats now a 6-3 lead at the Giants. San Francisco and Washington met last week in D.C., the Giants won all 3 of those games, but now the Nats leading tonight. 0-2 to Brito, swing ground ball to second, could be 2. And Poisson misses the baseball, goes right through his legs. And on his way to third is Fulford. Brito is going to hustle all the way to second, where he makes it safely with a dive. And what could have been a double play ball, instead nobody is out, and runners at second and third in the top of the eighth. Now Poisson, who it was signed as a shortstop, but the A's drafted Max Muncy last year and want him at short in Stockton. Poisson returning to Stockton and now at second base, and that ball went right through his legs. And that is a big break, or it could turn out to be a big break for Fresno. Now the infield comes in for Juan Guerrero, and Hunter Breaux's pitch is a strike on the outside corner. No balls and 1 strike. for three, an RBI double. And the pitch, and that's taken low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies up 5-3, and Guerrero takes, and that is low, ball two. Two balls and one strike to count. So an E4. Moves Fulford to third. Brito hustling to second. First Stockton error tonight. The pitch on the way. Low outside. The ball gets away from the catcher Rodriguez. And seeing that is Fulford. And he will come in to score to make it 6-3 Fresno. And moving to third is Brito. Well, the leadoff walk has turned into an error. And now will likely either be a wild pitch. Won't likely. It either will be a wild pitch or pass ball. But regardless, miscue either on the pitcher or catcher there. We'll see how that's ruled. Regardless, it's another run for Fresno. So 6-3 now, Grizzlies. And the 3-1 to Guerrero, and that's low inside. Ball four. So he walks. And here comes pitching coach Brian Corey out to pull the infield into the mound. And the allow more time. Let's see if anybody is up in the Stockton bullpen. Skyler Szczynski is warming up. Other action in the major leagues. Reds have scored three times in the ninth, but Colorado's still up 10-4 there. And we told you Washington has a 6-3 lead at San Francisco in the top half of the sixth. San Diego, 3 2 run innings and a one run inning, and San Diego wins at Pittsburgh 7-3. Hugh Darvish, the Padres winner. He is 2-1. Taylor Rogers earned his eighth save for the San Diego Padres. Ball game, the losing pitcher was Thompson for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Zach Thompson. Now it's Zach Okosko, who fouls into the backstop. Strike one, no balls and one strike. A couple of home runs for the Padres tonight. Guys been having a good year filling in for Fernando Tatis Jr. Ha-Sung Kim, the Korean native, a home run, his third of the year. Jay Cronenworth at his second for the Padres. Runners at the corners, nobody out. Bro delivers, Kokoska swings, ground ball, left field, base hit. And that'll add another run, so Brito scores. Guerrero up to second, so the Grizzlies adding a little more distance now to make it 7-3. And Kokoska, give him an RBI single to left. So the RBI single for Kokoska, that is his fourth run batted in this year. Two of them have been against Stockton. So Kokoska, his first hit of the series. Gotta go back on that ruling on how the how Fulford scored. We'll get to that in a moment. Now it's Trevor Booney's 0-3. So 7-3 Fresno, top of the eighth, still nobody out. And Hunter Brough delivers, and Boone is swinging a miss at a breaking ball. Goes down for that one. Strike one. No balls and one strike to count. The ball where Brito, or where Fulford scored, and where Brito moved to third, charge a passed ball to the catcher Rodriguez. By the way, Guerrero moves up to second base on that single by Kokoska. Failed to mention that. And of course, Brito scored as Boone swings and misses strike two. No balls and two strikes. Fresno 7, Stockton 3. Top of the eighth inning. Fresno's won the first three games of this series. And the pitch to Boone popped up foul right side. Count is at 0-2. San Diego, we mentioned, wins at Pittsburgh 7-3. Other National League games, Milwaukee at home beat the Cubs 11-3. The Brewers had a couple of three-run innings, a couple of two-run innings, one-run inning. Adrian Hauser the winner, 2-2 for Milwaukee. Runners at first and second, and Boone goes down for that curve and chases it and misses it, strike three. And he is down on strikes. Second strikeout for Brough. Two down, or one down. Here is the center fielder, Braden Ward. So Adrian Hauser, the winner for Milwaukee, 2-2. Kyle Hendricks, the Cubs loss. And he drops to 1-2. Bunch of home runs tonight in Milwaukee. Chase Peterson at his first for the Brewers. Andrew McCutchen is second. Christian Yelich is second. Hunter Renfro's second. In fact, Hunter Renfro actually hit two home runs tonight, so he has four this year. And Willie Adames hit his fifth for Milwaukee. Six Brewers homers. Ward takes outside ball 1-1-0. 11-13-1 for Milwaukee. 1-3-0 for the Cubs. So Milwaukee at home beats the Chicago Cubs 11-1. Right here, 7-3 Fresno leads Stockton. And Braden Ward swings, gives this one a right toward left center field. Pineda going back at the wall. He leaps, and the ball is off the wall. Guerrero will score. Kokoska will get as far as third. Guerrero scores standing up. Braden Ward has an RBI stand-up double. And it's now 8-3 Fresno as a center fielder. Pineda appeared to crash into that wall in center. So Ward, an RBI double. That's his first hit tonight. And again, 8-3 Fresno. RBI for Braden Ward is his fifth this year, and that is going to be all for Hunter Breaux. We'll keep it here. We have some more scores to discuss. It looks like we will see Szczęsny come on to do the pitching. So Breaux will leave after an inning and a third, and Skyler Szczęsny, capital S-Y-Z-N-S-K-I, will do the pitching. Other action as Washington has added another run at San Francisco, so Washington now leads 7-3 at the Giants. The Rockies complete the win tonight at home over the Reds. Colorado wins 10-4, 10-14-0 for Colorado, 4-12-2 for Cincinnati. The Rockies scored a run in the second, three in the fifth, a run in the sixth, four in the seventh, and a run in the eighth. Anthony Zinzentella, the winner for the Rockies. He's 2-1, and Hunter Green, the Reds loss. And he drops to 1-3. Elias Diaz hit his second home run for Colorado, and Ryan McMahon his second for the Rockies. So 10-14-0 for the Rockies, 4-12-2 for the Reds. And Colorado at home beat Cincinnati 10-4, and the Rockies snap a four-game losing streak. Arizona wins at St. Louis 6-2. First win of the year for former Grizzly and Giant Madison Bumgarner, the winner for the D-backs. He is 1-1. Adam Wainwright, the St. Louis loss. He drops to 2-3. Paul Goldschmidt, a home run in the bottom of the first for the Cardinals. His first home run this year. No Diamondbacks homers. Bumgarner struck out two over five innings. Wainwright struck out four over six innings. But Arizona, a winner at St. Louis, 6-2. Again, the big story tonight, the New York Mets beat Philadelphia 3-0. What's big about that is it was a combined no-hitter for the Mets. Five Mets pitchers combined to no-hit the Phillies. Taylor McGill, the winning pitcher for the Mets. He worked the first five innings to go to 4-0. Then it was Drew Smith, Jolie Rodriguez, Seth Lugo, and Edwin Diaz to complete the historic night at Citi Field. Mets 2-5, a run in the sixth. Top of the Fresno order for the fifth time with a shortstop, Adell Amador, and Skyler Szczęsny's pitch inside ball 1-1-0. Right here it is 8-3 Fresno leading Stockton. Top of the eighth, Doug Greenwald with you on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Szczęsny, second appearance of the series. Sixth appearance this year, all out of the bullpen. No wins, no losses. ERA is at 27. Amador 2-for-4, couple doubles, RBI and a run scored, and he takes outside. Ball 2-2-0. Amador, and he is homered in the first three games of this series. He's the first Grizzly to homer in three straight games since Zach Veen did it last year, all at this ballpark. The kick in the 2-0, foul to the backstop, strike 1-2-1. If he should homer tonight, he'd become the first Grizzly since Colin Simpson last year, homered in four straight games. Two at San Jose and then two here in Stockton, the same series where Veen had three straight homers. Krakowska's at third, Ward's at second, and the 2-1 outside ball, 3-3-1 from Szczęsny, who grew up in northwest Indiana, up around the South Bend area, 6'1", 225 pounds, and had Tommy John surgery a few years ago. He's 24 years old. He makes the 3-1, and that's way up high, ball four to Amador, so he draws a walk. That loads the bases now for Yankiel Fernandez. Well, Fernandez, this is his second chance at the cycle. He needs the triple. This will be quite a feat to get a triple here. 8-3 Fresno. Top half of the eighth inning. Because if he hits the triple here, barring something weird on the bases happening, that is, but if it's a triple here, it would be a three-run triple. And that's not something you see very often. As the pitch to Fernandez, up and in, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Grizzlies have yet to hit a grand slam this year. This will be something if he hits a grand slam, because you'd see in the same game for the Grizzlies a grand slam and an inside-the-park homer. Brennable had the inside-the-park homer in the third inning, as Yankiel takes outside 2-0. Again, he went back-to-back, or they went back-to-back, Fernandez and Brennable, on the home run by Fernandez, your traditional over-the-fence homer, and then Brennable followed with the inside-the-park home run. 8-3 Fresno. Top of the eighth, and the 2-0. Big swing and a foul to the backstop. Strike one, 2-1. Pete Alonso homered for the Mets, his fourth of the year, but again, the combined no-hitter. That's the second no-hitter in Mets history. Johan Santana, 2012. The only other Met prior to tonight to author a no-hitter, although tonight there were five Mets pitchers that authored a portion of the no-hitter. As Fernandez looks at the 2-1 on the outside corner, strike two, 2-2. Runner at third base is Kokoska. Ward's at second. Amador is at first. Fernandez, an RBI single in the first, a solo homer in the third, a double in the fifth. Outfield deep straight away, the 2-2. Swing and a pop-up foul left side, 2-2. Nationals now four runs have scored for them in the sixth at San Francisco. So Washington leads at San Francisco 9-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Fernandez is the eighth man to bat in this inning. Fresno 8, Stockton 3. One out, bases loaded. And the 2-2. Low and in, ball 3. Three balls, two strikes. Szczesinski, who missed about three seasons. Again, one of the years had the arm injury, and then later had Tommy John surgery, who knocked him out for a year, and then, of course, the pandemic where he was out. The kick and the payoff. Swing and a ground ball towards second. Poisson gloves this, steps on second for one, but it's throw to first, pulls Bruiser off the bag. And they only get one out of the whole thing. So another run is in. Kokoska scores. Can't rule an error there. Can't assume the double play. So it goes as a force play. Four unassisted. Fernandez will get credit for an RBI. His third run batted in tonight. Ward goes to third. Amador is forced at second. Four unassisted. So 9-3 Fresno. The four-run eighth inning, and now here's Brennable. Fernandez now nine RBIs this year. Now the pitch to warming Brennable, and that's ripped down the left field side toward the corner and foul. And the count is at no balls and one strike. For Fernandez, not only is it his first three RBI game this year, it's his first multi-RBI game this year. See what else is happening. A lot of interleague games tonight. As Brennable had the inside the park homer to left in the third inning. Takes outside on the corner, strike two. No balls and two strikes. Brennable 1-for-4 tonight with that inside the park. Runners at the corners, and he slaps this ball to shortstop. It's gloved by Muncy, and he'll throw to Bruiser at first. And Brennable is out. We'll go to more of those scores when we get back. Fresno sends nine to the plate, and it started on the leadoff walk to Fulford. The error by Poisson, the second baseman. Guerrero walk. Kokoska an RBI single. Ward the RBI double. The top of the Fresno order for the fifth time for the shortstop Amador. He walked. And the RBI four and assisted force play with Poisson. The RBI for Fernandez there. So Fresno adds four more runs on two hits. Four runs on two hits. There was one error, and Fresno leaves two. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Fresno 9 and Stockton 3. The new Fresno pitcher when we get back will be Tyler Ahern. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Your attention.
Bassoon's the worst shortstop in baseball.
Tyler Ahern.
The pitcher for Fresno is the right-hander Tyler Ahern, 6'2", 200 pounds, 23 years old, from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Max Muncy leads it off the bottom of the eighth. Fresno 9, Stockton 3 in the first pitch to Muncy. Breaking ball, strike 1 on the inside corner. No balls and a strike. Muncy, Schofield, Salmon, Batista, 3, 4, and 5 as Max is swinging a foul ball over the roof right side. Strike one, and the count is at one ball and one strike. 9 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Fresno. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Stockton. The 0-1 on the way is outside. Actually, the 0-2 on the way outside. Ball one. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Muncy, who homered in the third inning. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Ahern went to school at Florida State. Here's into the catcher, Fulford. Ahern, second appearance of the series, were 2 shutout innings here on Tuesday, giving up a hit, a walk, and a strikeout in Fresno's 7-2 win. He winds in the 1-2 to Muncy, just off the plate, ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Sergio Sanchez, a good outing for him tonight for Fresno. The wind of the 2-2, strike 3 called outside corner, and Muncy down on strikes for the third time tonight. First time looking, but it is strike 3, 1 down, and now here is the third baseman in T.J. Schofield, Sam. Sergio Sanchez tonight for Fresno worked 2 1/3 innings, no hits, no runs, a walk, and he struck out 3. Now Schofield, Sam, an RBI double to left in the first inning, and he takes a strike from Ahern on the outside corner, 1-1. Hunter Breaux tonight for Stockton, an inning and a third, allowed 2 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned. Walked 2, struck out 2, and hit a batter is the... Oh, one is outside on the is outside ball one, 1-1. Ahern working quickly with nobody on, misses outside ball two, 2-1 from Ahern, drafted last year by the Rockies in the 20th round. The kick and the pitch, swing and a miss, and a fastball in the outer half, strike 2-2-2. Ahern, no wins, 1 loss, 2.45 ERA, the windup and the pitch. Lifted foul left side, 2 balls and 2 strikes. 6th appearance for him, all out of the bullpen. 2-2 the count to Schofield Sam. Ahern deals, and Schofield Sam hits one sharply to short, but snagged knee high by Amador, and he'll throw on a Boone at first. Good pick there by Trevor, and Schofield Sam is out, 2 down. So look at some more scores of the Major League games. We'll update one National League game. Washington now a 9-3 lead at San Francisco. Bottom of the 6th. Interleague finals. Miami a 4-run second and an 8-6 win at home over Seattle. Each team had 10 hits. Eliezer Hernandez, the Miami winner, 2-1. So now it's Batista who takes outside ball one. 1 ball and no strikes to count. The Bay Area product from Petaluma, Anthony Bender, his 5th Marlins save. He's pitch high ball 2-2-0. And the loss to Seattle's Matt Brash, the Ontario Canada product. He is 1-2 for the Mariners. Jorge Soler hit his second Miami home run. And also in that ballgame for the Marlins, Miguel Rojas, the Venezuela shortstop, veteran player, homered. So Miami don't beat Seattle 8-6. Other interleague finals tonight. Atlanta wins at Texas 6-3. Braves couple of two-run innings. The winning pitcher for the Atlanta Braves was Ian Anderson. He is 2-1. Kenley Jansen, a sixth Braves save. And the loss to Texas's Garrett Richards. He is 0-1. Bunch of homers tonight at Arlington. Austin Riley hit a sixth home run for Atlanta. William Contreras was just called up by the Braves, the 24-year-old catcher from Venezuela. Not his first big league call-up, but it's his first two home runs of the year for Atlanta. Now the pitch to Batista, the 1-0, is taken for a strike on the inside corner. One ball and one strike. Travis Demarett, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, it is second Braves homer. 1-1 on the way, strike two on the inside corner, 2-2. Two balls, one strike is the count. Adolis Garcia hit his fourth Texas homer. Corey Seager is third for the Rangers. 2-1 here outside, and that is a ball. The count was it 2-2? I was right. So now it's three balls and two strikes. Anyway, Atlanta wins at Texas 6-3. Ahern winds in the 3-2. Swing and a miss, fastball, strike three. And Batista strikes out swinging for the second time tonight. Tyler Ahern, a perfect eighth inning with a pair of strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. On to the ninth from Stockton. It's Fresno 9 and Stockton 3. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com. We head to the ninth inning, Fresno 9, Stockton 3. Tomorrow, 6:50 p.m. pregame and a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. Game 5 of the scheduled six-game series. Braxton Fulford leads it off. And Skyler Straczynski's first pitch is lifted high to left field. Batista back onto the warning track and looking into the stock tonight. He makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Top of the ninth inning. So Fulford, Brito, and Guerrero, same three, 4, 5, and 6. The same three who are batting 4, 5, and 6. You got the ninth inning going. Fulford walked to left. That served as a springboard for a four-run eight. So Fulford now 2-for-4 tonight. And here is Juan Brito to face Skyler Straczynski, who delivers. And that's popped up foul left side. Strike 1-1-1. Other scores tonight. We left off telling you Atlanta won at Texas 6-3. Other finals tonight, the New York Yankees, a rain shortened, I guess it was rain-related, but weather-related, eight-inning win at Kansas City, 12-2, as the pitch to Brito is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Brito is 0-for-3 tonight, a walk. He's reached out an area, scored twice, and he swings and foul tips this one into the glove of the catcher. And Rodriguez, strike 1-1-1. One ball, two strikes, that is. And deals, and Brito flies this one in the center field. Pineda waiting for it, and he makes the catch. Two out. 9-3 Fresno. Here's Juan Guerrero. So the game was called after the bottom half of the eighth inning. Aaron Judge, who grew up all of maybe 15 miles from here in Linden, California, And then where did he go to college? I think somewhere in Fresno State, I believe. Anyway, Judge hit a three-run homer tonight. His sixth home run of the year. Now Guerrero, and he takes outside 1-0. The winning pitcher for the New York Yankees was Nestor Cortez. He is 1-0. And the Bay Area product from Stanford, Chris Bubich, the loss 0-2. Guerrero swings, grounds one foul up along first. One ball and one strike. So Bubich's 0-2. In addition, Aaron Judge's sixth home run. Gleyber Torres hit his second Yankee homer. Giancarlo Stanton hit his fourth for the Yankees. And Anthony Rizzo, his Major League best ninth home run for the Yankees. So the Yankees win at Kansas City. Weather-related eight-inning game, weather-shortened eight-inning game, 12-2. The Angels win at the White Sox 5-1. 5-13-1 for the Angels, 1-3-1 for the White Sox. Austin Warren was the Angels' winner. He's 2-0. Swing ground ball deep in the hole at short. Backhand grab by Muncy. Long throw across to Bruiser is just in time. And Guerrero is out. Close play there. So Guerrero had an RBI double to second. A walk and a run scored in the eighth. Is retired now 1-for-4. Austin Warren, the Angels' winner, 2-0. Rizel Iglesias, the sixth Angels save. And Lucas Giolito, the White Sox loss 0-1. Shohei Ohtani at his fourth Angels homer, and Taylor Ward, the Fresno State alum, hit his fifth home run for the Angels, who again win at the White Sox tonight 5-1. Grizzlies go in order for the second time tonight, so no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Last chance for the Stockton Ports. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, Fresno 9 and Stockton 3. Here's the Fresno Grizzlies on FresnoGrizzlies.com. We go to the ninth inning. Last chance for Stockton. It is Fresno 9 and Stockton 3. E.J. Andrews is the new Fresno right fielder. And he will bat second. So Yankiel Fernandez comes out of the ballgame. And again, E.J. Andrews, the right fielder, is the new Fresno right fielder. And he bats second. Well, he better not bat tonight. On to the bottom of the ninth inning. Tyler Ahearn's first pitch to Pedro Pineda is taken for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Pineda, Bruiser, and Paulino, 6-7-8. Ahearn a perfect eighth inning with two strikeouts, steals, and swing, fly ball, right center field. And to his left, it's going to be the center fielder, Braden Ward. And he makes the catch, one down. Other action tonight, mentioned the Angels won to the White Sox, 5-1. Tampa Bay, 4 in the first, a run in the second, a run in the third. And Tampa Bay at home beats Minnesota 6-1. Corey Kluber, the Tampa Bay winner, 1-1. Dylan Bundy, the loss for the Minnesota Twins. And he drops to 3-1. Now it's Bruiser who looks inside ball 1-1-0 from Ayer. Right back to the plate. And Bruiser takes strike one on the outside corner, 1-1. Mike Zunino hit his first home run this year for Tampa Bay. The windup in the 1-1, and that's down the middle, strike 2, 1-2. And in that game, Josh Lowe homered for Tampa Bay, his first. In fact, that's his first home run ever in the big leagues. Congratulations to him. The 1-1 pitch, low outside ball, 2, 2-1. So Tampa Bay at home beats Minnesota 6-1. Boston wins at Baltimore 3-1. Bruiser, a foul ball right side. Two balls and two strikes. The winning pitcher for the Boston Red Sox tonight, Tanner Houck, he is 2-1. Matt Stram, his first Boston save, as Bruiser fouls this one to the plate. 2-2. Stram, his first save this year, and lost to Baltimore's Kyle Bradish, losing his Major League debut, the New Mexico State alum. He is 0-1. Christian Arroyo hit his first Boston home run this year. The 2-2 to Bruiser outside, 3-2, and Ryan Mountcastle his second Baltimore home run. But Boston 3-6-0, Baltimore 1-5-2, and Boston wins at Baltimore 3-1. Bruiser swings the 2-2 and drives it foul right side. Count is a 3-2 So Boston a 3-1 win at Baltimore. Houston a 5-run sixth and 3 in the third as well, and Houston wins at Toronto 11-7. Bruiser a fly ball to right. E.J. Andrews is right there to make the catch, two out. And now Stockton is down to its last out for the designated hitter in Yon Foligno. So Houston 11-14-0, Toronto 7-13-0. Houston wins at Toronto 11-7. Luis Urquidy, the Houston winner, he is 2-1. And former Grizzly and former Astro Trent Thornton, the Toronto loss 0-2. In that ball game, Yordan Alvarez hit his fifth Houston homer. Jeremy Pena, his fourth homer for the Astros. And Alex Bregman, the former Grizzly, hit his fourth. So now it's Paulino who takes a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Tyler Ahern right back, misses outside, a ball and a strike. Matt Chapman, the former A, hit his, and former Stockton Port, Matt Chapman, hit his fourth Toronto homer. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit his sixth for Toronto, but Houston wins at Toronto 11-7. The windup in the 1-1, swing and a miss at a breaking ball, strike 2-1-2, and now Stockton down to its last strike. Again tomorrow, 6:50 p.m. pregame, 7:05 p.m. first pitch on FresnoGrizzlies.com. The windup in the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike 3, slider gets Paulino, and the ball game is over. Tyler Ahern looking good. Two perfect innings with 3 strikeouts, and his 3rd strikeout tonight is his last tonight. And Fresno makes it 4 straight over Stockton, winning here this evening 9-3. And Fresno in this series has now outscored Stockton 35-8. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Final score tonight, it was the Fresno Grizzlies. Fresno Grizzlies 9 and the Stockton Ports 3. We will be back with the final totals in just a moment. Final score tonight, it was the Fresno Grizzlies 9 and the Stockton Ports 3. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Fresno Grizzlies, who've now won 4 straight all in this series and go to 11-8. 9 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, and 6 left for the Stockton Forts, who fall to 6-13. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, and 5 left by scorer's discretion. Sergio Santos is the winning pitcher tonight for the Fresno Grizzlies. He is 2-0 in the loss to the Stockton Forts in Kyle Verbitsky. And the Penn State alum is 1-1. Time of tonight's game, 2 hours and 33 minutes. Played in front of a paid crowd of 1,403. So tonight, the Grizzlies were able to, well, like they have all series, get things going in the first inning. Adele Amador, who has now led off the game with 4 consecutive hits, you know, home run Tuesday, home run Wednesday, double last night, or a single last night, a double to left field to get the game going this evening. And then right after him, it was right fielder, and Yankiel Fernandez, an RBI single to right, and that made it a run home for Fresno. Then in the second inning, Stockton tied the game in the bottom of the first against Ryan Castillo. Right fielder Denzel Clark led off for Stockton with a single to left, and then with 2 out, it was third baseman T.J. Schofield, Sam at RBI double to left, and that made it that tied the game at 1 on Schofield, Sam's 6th run batted in. In the top of the second, it was Fresno second baseman Juan Brito who led off with a walk, and then designated hitter Juan Guerrero in RBI double to center, and that made it 2-1 Fresno for Guerrero. RBI for him was his 11th. So that made it, as I said, 2-1 in favor of the Grizzlies. Then in the third inning against Verbitsky, it was Yankiel Fernandez who came to the plate. And you recall Fernandez able to snap out of an 0-for-16 drought last night with a single. Well, Yankiel Fernandez came up in the top half of the inning and top half of the third inning and was able to do this. He swings and drives one high and deep to right field. This ball is way back and gone. Yankiel Fernandez makes it 3-1 Fresno on his second home run of the year. So Yankiel Fernandez ends up going deep right there. And again, his second home run of the year. Fernandez would later in the game pick up an RBI on a force play, also double finished a triple shy of the cycle. His first multi-RBI game this year, and happened to be 3 RBIs tonight, giving him 9 this season. Well, as I explained that sometimes, you know, player, it's a home run, I immediately cut the highlight because I don't want to have to go back between innings, and then if it's a long inning, try and find the highlight rather than just cut it right there. That's all fine and dandy, except when the very next batter, while I'm in the middle of cutting a highlight and putting the recording on pause, comes up and does something that might not ever happen again this year, and very seldom happens in general. Warming Burnable came up, and unfortunately, I just had was cutting the other highlight, and Warming Burnable hit a deep fly ball off the 15-foot left field wall. The Stockton left fielder, Danny Batista, saw the ball go off the wall, the ball carrying back onto the grass, and Warming Burnable, as he ran at second base, had a good read on the ball, and Grizzlies manager and third base coach Robinson Cancel never hesitated in sending Burnable to the plate, and he scored on an inside the park home run, and a call you will never hear me make, even though I made it, but shame on him for doing that right at that moment. That is Burnable's third homer of the year, second of this series, and his 11th RBI, the first Grizzly to have an inside-the-park home run since Drew Romo last year at home against Modesto. And that made it to the time 4-1. Fresno, the Grizzlies would never relinquish the lead. Stockton a few times had a runner at third, one time with one out and a run home in the fifth inning against Brian Castillo, and then had a runner as far as third in the sixth. But Sergio Santos each time either got Castillo or got the Grizzlies out of trouble in the fifth and worked around a leadoff walk and a steal of second by Batista, and then Sanchez's own error trying to pick off Batista at second. But anyway, Fresno was able to get a run in the seventh, added 4 more runs in the eighth inning, in the eighth. An RBI single by the left fielder, Zach Okoska. There was a pass ball, an RBI double by the center fielder, Drew Ward. Walk to the top of the order, and the shortstop, Adele Amador, all starting on a walk by catcher Braxton Fulford. A four-run, nine-batter inning, and Fresno would go on and win 9-3. The RBI for Kokoska was his fourth. Two of them this year have been against Stockton. Braden Ward's RBI was his fifth, but Fresno would go on and win 9-4. Brian Castillo tonight did not pitch long enough to earn the win. 4 2/3 innings, the starter from the Dominican, 6 hits, 3 runs, all earned, a walk, struck out 8. The most he has ever struck out in a for him in a professional baseball game. That matches his high, which he set in 2019 in the Dominican Summer League for the Rockies against the Mariners Dominican team. But Castillo, 4 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, all earned, a walk, 8 strikeouts, allowed a home run. That was to Max Muncy, the Stockton shortstop, in the third inning. Sergio Sanchez en route to the win, 2 1/3 innings for the Dominican-born right-hander. No hits, no runs, a walk. He struck out 3. And Tyler Ahern, 2 perfect innings, innings 8 and 9, with 3 strikeouts. Grizzly pitching tonight combined to strike out 14 Stockton batters. The Penn State product, Kyle Verbitsky, not a bad start. 6 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, all earned. 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. He gave up 2 home runs, the back-to-back homers for Fernandez, and then the inside park home run to Burnable. Then after that, to Hunter Breaux, the Oregon Duck, worked an inning in the third, 2 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. He hit a batter, and then the Indiana native and Skyler Szczesinski, an inning in 2/3, no hits, no runs, 1 walk, and no strikeouts. And Fresno goes on and wins this one tonight, 9-3. Sanchez, the Fresno Grizzly, 1-2 over. Verbitsky, the Stockton Ports, lost 1-1. Again, 2 hours, 33 minutes this one took in front of a paid crowd of 1,403. Fresno makes it 4 straight wins in this series. And then, as I said, the Grizzlies now have outscored Stockton in this series 35-8. And the Grizzlies in this series, 10 more hits tonight. Now 53 hits over the first 4 games in this set. And the Grizzlies hits in 7 of the 9 innings tonight. So 29 out of the 36 innings, the Grizzlies have at least 1 hit. And that was that tonight. Fresno 9 and Stockton 3, the final this evening. So take a look at what else is happening around the world of other games tonight. We mentioned the Colorado Rockies' 4-game losing streak is over. They'd gone to Philadelphia, lost all 4 there. Come home, beat up on lowly Cincinnati, 10-4 tonight. The Rockies win that one. Anthony Zenzatella, the winner for Colorado. He is 2-1. Hunter Green, the Cincinnati, lost 1-3. Home runs belonging to the Rockies tonight. Elias Diaz, a solo homer. That was in the second, his second home run of the year. And Ryan McMahon, a 3-run homer in the fifth, his second home run of the year. That was with 1 out. Not that that really matters. Colorado, a run in the second, 3 in the 5th, a run in the 6th, 4 in the 7th, a run in the 8th. The Reds are running the 4th and 3 in the 9th, but Colorado 10-14-0, Cincinnati 4-12-2, and Colorado at home beat Cincinnati 10-4. Top of the 7th in San Francisco, it's all Washington right now, 9-3, the Nats lead there. The Nats have a home run from Juan Soto, his 4th of the year. Jason Vossler, his first Giants home run, meaning this season. Alex Wood worked the first 5 innings tonight for the Giants. Gave up 8 hits. 5 runs all earned, a walk, 3 strikeouts. And he allowed 1 home run. Since then, it's been for the Giants, Junior Marte, Arlene Garcia, and right now into the ballgame, Mauricio Lovora is pitching right now for the Giants, the former Philly. So he's making his Giants debut tonight. Aaron Sanchez, who worked last year for the Giants, 5 innings tonight. And then after that, it's been the former Grizzly, Austin Voth, and now Steve Cishek. But this evening, Washington leads at San Francisco 9-3. Other finals, we already told you. San Diego won at Pittsburgh 7-3. Miami at home beat Seattle 8-6. Boston, a 3-1 winner at Baltimore. Houston, a winner at Toronto 11-7. Tampa Bay at home beats Minnesota 6-1. The Angels win at the White Sox 5-1. Atlanta, a 6-3 win at Texas. The Yankees in a weather-shortened 8-inning game win at Kansas City 12-2. Milwaukee at home beats the Chicago Cubs 11-1, and Arizona wins at St. Louis 6-2. And, of course, the Mets, we told you that 3-0 combined no-hitter tonight at home over the Phillies, the first no-hitter pitched this year by anybody, or in this case, a bunch of people. Tyler McGill, the Mets winner, 4-0. And then it was Drew Smith, Jolie Rodriguez, Seth Lugo, the Centenary College product, and Edwin Diaz, who earned the save for the Mets. And the loss in that ballgame, Aaron Nola, 9 strikeouts over 6 innings for the Phils, allowed 7 hits, 3 runs all earned, no walks, and gave up 1 home run. That home run, by the way, was hit by the Mets. Peter Alonso, and for Alonso, it was his 4th home run, a solo clap with 2 out in the 6th. So anyway, the Mets making history tonight. Game still going. Cleveland leads at the A's 9-8. Top of the 9th inning. Cleveland's had 2 4-run innings. Oakland's had a 4-run inning. Jose Ramirez, his 7th home run for the Cleveland ball club. Other home runs tonight for the Clevelanders. Let's see here. Who else went deep? Andres Jimenez, the Venezuelan native. He homers tonight, his 2nd of the year. And Josh Naylor, his 2nd home run for Cleveland. Sean Murphy at his 4th home run for Oakland. Frankie Montas, 6 strikeouts over 5 innings. The start for the A's. Aaron Civale struck out 3 over 4 innings for Oakland, or for Cleveland. But Cleveland leads at Oakland 9-8, top half of the 9th inning at the Coliseum. So both the A's and Giants, who were on the road last weekend, are now home at the same time this weekend. The L.A. Dodgers, 2 in the 1st, a run in the 2nd, a run in the 3rd, a run in the 4th. The Dodgers at home lead the Detroit Tigers 5-1. The Tigers a run in the 3rd inning. That's been it for them. Justin Turner, a 2-run homer for the Dodgers, his 1st this year. Chris Taylor, a solo homer, his 1st home run for L.A. Tyler Anderson, 5 shutout innings with 3 strikeouts, the starter for the Dodgers tonight. And going 2 and a 3rd innings in a starting effort, Tyler Alexander for Detroit. So Tyler Anderson for the L.A. Dodgers, Tyler Alexander for the Detroit Tigers, the starting pitchers there. But in that one, the L.A. Dodgers at home lead Detroit 5-1. And that is a look at the Major League scoreboard. The scoreboard here said Fresno 9, Stockton 3, and now it's time to set the scene for tomorrow. 5th game of the scheduled 6-game series. We'll have it for you on FresnoGrizzlies.com at 6:50 p.m. and a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. Grizzlies will try to make it 5 straight wins in this series, and they'll send to the mound the right-hander, the 18-year-old from Mexico, in Victor Juarez. No wins, no losses. ERA at 4.40. He'll make his 4th appearance all as a starter. Meanwhile, for Stockton, the Iowa product, University of Iowa alum, and the Des Moines area product, Grant Judkins, he will get the baseball for the Stockton Ports. His record is 1-0, and also, like Juarez, a 4.40 ERA. He'll make his 4th appearance all as a starter. So the righty in Juarez for Fresno at no wins and no losses. The Mexico native against the Iowa native and the right-hander Grant Junkins, and he is 1-0. And again, 4.40 ERA for both pitchers. We look forward to having you join us. Once again, the final score tonight is the Fresno Grizzlies make it 4 straight wins here in Stockton. It was Fresno 9 and Stockton 3. Doug Greenwald saying goodnight from Banner Island Ballpark.